Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham here in our operations area. It is 7 o'clock Eastern, and we just got the brand new advisory out we wanted to pass on to you in this briefing. Still 65 miles an hour with Tropical Storm Ada, moving west at 13 miles an hour, the pressure 992 millibars. And right now we're 55 miles west-northwest of Dry Tortugas, and it made landfall last night, 11 p.m. on Sunday in the Middle Keys. Let's look at that latest information that we have, starting off with the radar. Well, here's the center, just a large broad area of circulation here with the continuing to move off to the west. But the big story here is the rainfall. Still these rain bands. We talk about this in every single one of these hurricanes and tropical storms. They move at a slow pace because they're actually moving with the movement of the center, even though the individual storms are moving fairly quickly, but they're repetitive. They go over the same area. So there's been some flooding in these areas around Miami-Dade County and Broward County. Some of these areas getting significant amounts of rainfall. I was looking at some of the values just to give you an idea of some of this rainfall. This whole area highlighted right here is greater than 6 inches to 12 inches of rain. There are some pockets in Broward County here, around Weston, around Miramar, places that got over 12 inches of rainfall. So significant flooding, street flooding, and otherwise into some structures as well. So significant event. So let's see what's going to happen next. So we have the rainfall, we have the wind, we've had landfall, and now, well, we're going to be dealing with this for most of the week. Still a large wind field here, mainly in those rain bands. But here we are, to give you an idea, I wanted to go ahead and talk about the coastline of Florida here. With time during the day today, continuing to move to the west and eventually so to the southwest, to this location. This right here is Tuesday at 1 p.m. And let's start looking at Wednesday. That's Wednesday at 1 p.m. And just slowly moving north, 1 a.m. Friday. By Saturday, look, we're dealing with this the entire week. By Saturday, early morning hours, we're going to be somewhere up here on the west coast of Florida to the panhandle of Florida. So we're going to be watching this system the entire week. So we start looking at some of the impacts still getting some of those impacts. One of them is that storm surge. Still gusty, still got some winds, still could see some of these elevated values. The Florida Keys, 2 to 3 foot. The problem with that is you start having some more of that rain. It's just really tough to drain some of that rain. And also you start looking at areas on the west coast of Florida, the southwest coast of Florida here, 2 to 3 foot of storm surge. So still some elevated tides here, so very dangerous driving conditions. So still got to be watching out for that as well. But the other part of this is the rainfall. So this is looking at rainfall for the next 1 to 5 days. So this is still yet to come. We already looked at the radar estimate of how much has already fallen. So this may not look like much. I mean, 1 or 2 inches, 2 to 4 inches, some areas getting 4 to 6. But remember, that's on top of saturated soil. So any additional rain is just going to make the whole problem even worse with time. So that's why the Weather Prediction Center looking at some of these areas, a slight risk to a moderate risk of flash flooding. Even with additional rain, you can still have some of these problems. So this has been the latest update on Tropical Storm Ada from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.